VOA English newscast begins in 30 seconds. Mark.
VOA Studio 24, new sounder will start in 10 seconds. Mark.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Representatives from Turkey, Sweden, and Finland agreed at a meeting Thursday to hold more talks on the stalled bids by the Nordic countries to join NATO. This, according to the alliance. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Turkey and Hungary are the only NATO countries still to ratify the applications, which must be accepted by all 30 existing members of the military organization. Ankara has held up the process and is pushing a list of demands, including that Sweden expel dozens of mostly Kurdish residents it suspects of ties to separatist militants. As part of its efforts to assuage Ankara, the Swedish government announced Thursday it wants to ban more activities linked to extremist groups as part of a text aimed at toughening its anti-terrorism law. Both Finland and Sweden dropped their decades-long policies of military non-alignment and applied to join the alliance last May in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Friday at the White House to discuss potential sanctions against China amid concerns that Beijing is preparing to send weapons to Russia. VOA News. Russia fired a huge wave of missiles across Ukraine on Thursday, killing at least six civilians in an attack Kyiv said included six hypersonic cruise missiles. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia can only terrorize civilians. He said Russia will not avoid responsibility for the strikes that have hit infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions. Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out what it called a massive retaliatory strike as payback for a cross-border raid last week. The strikes shattered the longest period of calm since Moscow began an air campaign against Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. And a former attorney for Donald Trump's campaign has been censured in the state of Colorado for repeating false statements about the outcome of the 2020 election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Attorney Jenna Ellis is a prominent conservative media voice, in addition to representing Donald Trump's unsuccessful reelection campaign. According to the censure document, she admitted making 10 misrepresentations on TV and Twitter after the 2020 election, including saying on Fox that there were 500,000 illegally cast votes in Arizona and claiming on Newsmax, "We know the election was stolen from President Trump and we can prove it." On Twitter, she called the censure politically motivated by Democrats and notes she gets to keep her license to practice law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congo's military said Thursday at least 36 people were killed by extremists in the country's conflict-riddled east. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a group with links to the Islamic State group, killed civilians in Mukandi village in North Kivu province. Conflict has been simmering in eastern Congo for decades as more than 120 armed groups fight for power, influence, and resources, and some to protect their communities. The ADF has been largely active in North Kivu province, but has recently extended its operations. Actor Chaim Topol has died in Tel Aviv at the age of 87, according to Israeli leaders. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta has more.
If I were a rich man.
Chaim Topol was so known for playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof that he was fielding requests to play the role even up to a few years ago. He was in other films like For Your Eyes Only, Flash Gordon, and Galileo, but he had interests beyond film, including charity work. Topol said in a 2015 AP interview, fame and money from acting were not his goals in life.
Yes, obviously it's very nice. But to tell you that this is the most important thing, I'm not sure.
I'm Margie Zaraleta.
Several people were reported dead with others injured after a shooting in the northern German city of Hamburg, officials said on Thursday. The shooting took place at a Jehovah's